Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are still creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. You don't think it's you. You don't think it can happen to you. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. As a matter of fact, I am so excited about this hour. I was thinking that it is the hour of power. Maybe we should just change the name of the show to the Hour of Power with Lynn Richardson. But you know what? I think I like the Millionaires Roundtable because you have to speak those things that are not as though they were. And so if you are listening to this, then you are definitely on your way to changing your financial future. But as I have been saying, knowledge is not power until it is put into action. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. So we're going to continue with this theme, and I'm talking about building passive income streams. And I can't think of anybody better to talk to us about this subject because she has certainly been here working, a legend in her own right, and has moved from rapping to DJing to voiceover to acting to producing and owning a huge entertainment firm. And when I tell you this sister is talented, she is talented, and I am so proud and privileged to call you my sister and my friend and my business partner and all those other things. Welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable, my sister MC Light. How are you today?
I am well, thank you, Dr. Lynn. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you in your space. And this Millionaires Roundtable is your space.
Well, come on now. Well, you know, we are trying to get as many people empowered as possible. We are trying to help people figure out how to navigate this difficult time. And, you know, unemployment either has never started for many people and or is ending for people. We are right here at the cusp of what may be the worst recession of all time. And I just had a conversation this morning. There's a family text that goes on, and one of my family members was talking about, you know, his background and so on. And, you know, everybody has something that they think they can't overcome, whether it be their credit, whether it be something that they, you know, messed up with in the legal system or whatever it is. And I said, you know, you get to recreate who you are by making new decisions from this day going forward.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And I just don't believe anything can hold us back. Not even a pandemic, not even, whatever is happening, the political system. And certainly I'm not going to marginalize or minimize the impact of what the world can do and how it can have a psychological effect. But I do believe that if we stay knowledgeable, if we keep turning that knowledge into action, then we have the power to change our own situation. So, you know, like I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I think people are trying to figure out is how do you keep going? And you have been on the road for 30 years, really on the road for 30 years. And then here's this pandemic, and there's no more on the road at all. How did that impact you? And what shifts have you made to keep moving and to keep building wealth during this time?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it definitely hit hard for me and everybody else in the entertainment business, because the truth is we make all of our money outside performing at venues with a multitude of people. And then we also do a lot of traveling. So right there, those two factors kind of put me down, at least as it relates to music. I happen to have, you know, hooked up with this woman named Lynn Richardson, and we decided that we were going to develop TV and film and get some really great content going on those platforms. And so we've been working, you know, steadily for the last 3-4 years in putting that into motion. And now all of that has sort of come to fruition. Got a bunch of development deals, sold a sitcom that'll be coming to folks on another platform.
Woo!
Yes, we're totally excited. So we're going through casting and writing and planning for our season once we're in there shooting. So, you know, for me, it was really about putting the work in ahead of time to now see it come to fruition during this time. So unlike a lot of my peers who didn't have other things going, which when you say multiple streams of income, I mean, I take that seriously, and I've been doing it for some time now. So I think for me, it's all about right now focusing and putting my mind to further develop the things that I've always wanted to do and have been working on. So it's proved to be extremely beneficial sitting still at this time and devoting time and attention to those things that need it.
Wow, you said so many things right there. And the first one that I want to deal with, there's a few. You talked about sitting still, and you talked about getting prepared ahead of time. Did you believe when we first sat, I started working with you, what has it been now, 9 years? I think this is our 9th year working together. And that very first year, at the end of the very first year, we were 6 months in, and we got together for our annual planning. And I know you thought I was crazy because it was like we had this big corporate planning meeting and it was only you and I.
Right, right. I was like, boy, she sure is taking this to the hilt.
Right. It was only you and I. We had the master achievement plan. I had all these pages, you know, printed out. I had a folder for you and a folder for myself. And we started to put this plan together for how you wanted to transform your empire and the things that we wanted to put in place. And I remember the first few years when we were working together, we worked from that first list that we created, because that first list was long. And then I remember 3 years in, we had checked off almost everything on the list. Everything on the list that we wanted to plant, seeds we wanted to plant, things that we wanted to grow and develop. At 3 years in, everything was checked off except maybe a few things. And then we started putting in the time to just, you know, nurture those things and water those things and feed those things. But did you actually believe they would actually happen? You got to tell me the truth on that one.
You know, yeah. I mean, honestly, I did. I didn't really give it a lot of thought. I just knew that we were meeting to discuss what we wanted to see happen in the future. And honestly, prior to you, I would write things down. And, you know, some of them would haphazardly happen, but not for long, because it's not just about writing it down. You also put a plan into motion where it's a 60-day plan. Okay, what are we going to do over these 60 days? Okay, so what are we going to do on that daily that, you know, is going to bring this dream to fruition? So I definitely believed it would happen. I don't think I paid attention to when or the how. I really just put my life in your hands, honestly. That's what I did.
Wow. So we've been working, and so we have been creating these projects, and I think there are things that not only you dreamed of, but there are many things that we put in place that people dream of. People want to develop real estate. People want to develop TV and film. People want to start companies. People want to build a business that can serve as a cash cow. Folks are trying to figure out how to create passive streams of income. So after the break, I would like for you to just share with us just a little bit on some of these income streams and maybe even give us some ideas about what people can do. Because I think when people see entertainment, they think about the person in front of the camera. They think about the person that they see on stage or on, on stage or on the television or on the, you know, movie screen or what have you. But there are so many things, other things that can be done. And you have certainly demonstrated that it's never too late, that you can tap into your season, and that if you work hard and if you stay with it, if you stick to it, then you can see it happen for yourself. So we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. And we are putting our knowledge into action so we can have power. MC Light, income streams. There are so many things that I learned about the entertainment industry since working with you and Russell and others, you know, things that I never knew could be a job and create, you know, income for people. You have this new TV show that you just sold. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am the president of the company. I'm like, they gave me another title. And I got to read contracts and all this kind of stuff. They always give me the hard work to do. And everybody else gets to go have fun and act and laugh on the sitcom. And I got to do all the hard work. But there are lots of jobs. Like there are things that happen in entertainment that will keep you paid for a lifetime. What are some of those jobs? I mean, obviously, if you're acting. So let's start there. How do actors get paid? And how long do they continue to get paid after, let's say, one episode?
Well, honestly, it feels like forever with some of the productions. I think it all depends on, you know, what network, what SAG situation, which is the union that everyone is a part of, those who are in a union. But literally, as an actress, you can see residual payments for, you know, 10 years later, 15 years later. Now, they may not be a lot of money. You know, they start to dwindle down. And before long, you're getting, you know, you're getting payments of like $12 or something crazy. But that's for a show that, you know, was on air forever and a day. But like you said, there are so many other jobs, you know, in entertainment, if you're a producer, you know, you'll make money forever because your music is always playing. If you wrote lyrics, if you own your masters, you make music forever. If you own your publishing, you make music forever. If someone samples that song, you make music.
You mean you make money? You're saying you make music. Are you saying?
No, I'm sorry, money.
Okay, because I got confused. I'm like, we're not trying to make music. We're trying to make money on the Millionaires Roundtable. We go make music on another show. Hello?
That's my bad. You know, I'm MC Light. I think in music.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Music equates to money.
So let's slow down. So if you're an actress, meaning, you know, of course, in front of the camera, if you're an actor, you can make money. And not just on that episode, but you can, not just for that one time that it airs, but for in the future.
And residuals.
Residuals. Okay. And so that's passive income. This is money that you went out one time and now it's bringing money into you for a lifetime. So for those who are out there who may want to consider getting your acting chops together or showing up as an extra in a film, and sometimes the extras don't, you know, make the residual income over time, but that's how you get in the game. you want to get in the game by just starting out. How did you start out, and was it just easy for you, MC Light, to start acting because you already had a name as MC Light? What was it easy for you?
It was easy for me to get into the room to audition. It wasn't easy for me to just snag a role. Like, you do have to have the acting chops. So, excuse me, I was given one opportunity that I didn't even really think that I was ready for by a gentleman named Rel Dowdell out of Pennsylvania. And I did a movie with him called Training Day, which I think is on Netflix right now. But I played the main character. And because of that movie, it gave me the opportunity. I had reel at that point that I could show other people, like, look what I did. Look what I could get done in the dramatic arena. And so it proved to be beneficial to do that. But I think what I was edging towards as it relates to acting, voiceover, all of those things give residual payments. And you're right. You go in, you do it once, and you've got passive income coming in, you know, months, years after. And the same with music, with publishing, with your royalties.
Right.
Mechanicals.
But yes. let's stay with TV for a minute. Let's stay with TV and film, because I think that what I'm seeing is that there are other ways to make money in TV and film that's not acting. So let's say you did have dreams to become a rapper or a singer, or if you're a musician. I'm finding that on the TV side of things, we need people who know how to do music. We need people who know how to play instruments. We need people who ultimately may have been in the music world, but we also need people to create cues in television. Talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's many opportunities for musicians as it relates to Hollywood. You know, there are jingles in commercials that once you do it, once again, they pay residuals. There are cues, as you just spoke to, the music that brings you into a television show that may be in the television show, and then the bumper when you're out, when you're going to commercial. All that music has to be produced, created, and there is someone who owns the publishing, owns the rights, and they are at that point given the opportunity to make more money, passive income, as you call it, because you've already produced the song. So now you get it out there and everybody's using it. And that's what you call being in a music library, so that if your music is there, when people are doing TV shows, when they're doing the edit to some of these reality shows or award ceremonies, they just go into those music libraries and they pull the music out. So yes, there's opportunity for that as well.
Yeah, because if you think about it, think about the last horror film that you watched, or the last action film that you watched, or the last, you know, anything that you watch on television. All of that music, you know, when Freddy Krueger is about to come out and scare everybody, or whatever, you know, that's music that happens. And I don't watch scary movies at all. And the last one that I watched, you all lied to me, told me it wasn't a scary movie. It was a scary movie. Get out. The man is walking down the street and somebody's in the car. And then all of a sudden, nobody's in the car. I said, it's time for me to go. But that music. It's the music. And so I don't think people realize how many opportunities there are. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some more passive income streams. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888 888- 596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. We are talking about passive income streams. Why? Because there's three types of income. One is earned income. That's when you trade your time for money. Two is investment or portfolio income from capital gains when you invest in things like stocks and bonds and so on and so forth. And then you have passive income. And the passive income is what we all want. And you start having passive income when you start a business. You have passive income when you invest in real estate, and that real estate earns income over time. You have passive income from franchising, and you have passive income in many different areas of the world, you know, of the working world. And I don't think we really know what they are. So MC Light, thank you so much for being here with us to talk to us about the passive income streams. You know, I always wondered how someone could be a child actor or actress. And I guess, you know, once they get a little too old for that role, for very few actually transition into long-term acting. You know, Regina King was successful doing that. And I can't even really think of a whole lot more people other than her. But I always wondered how they could act as a child and then, you know, live for the rest of their life into old age. And it's because of passive income. Raven Simone certainly did that. And some others. So we're not just talking about acting, but we're also talking about people who have a musical background or musical talent. So there's music, and then there's a library. What else can people do on the film side of things to get income over time?
Well, I mean, if you think acting can bring residual income, imagine if you're a writer on that show.
Woo!
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that happens with writers, producers, directors, you know, those who are heavily involved in the creation of the show. I mean, it is limitless for
them.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help people see the natural skills that they have and how those natural skills, if you start to put those skills to use, how that could turn into income for you at a time when you least expect it, and in an area where you don't anticipate. And I think that's why it's so important for everybody to have a home-based business. And one of the things that I say in trying to figure out, you know, what business are you gonna do? You know, what are you passionate about? What are you skilled at? What are some of those things that you do naturally, or you just do it all the time, that could turn into an income stream? So writers, I mean, writing is where it begins and ends. Without a writer, there is no television.
You are absolutely right. They are the most important key to opening up the universe of make-believe, because they have to sit and they have to write a story, and they have to do it in a format that is acceptable by Hollywood. And if anyone out there is interested in diving into writing scripts, there are all sorts of online courses that take place. There's also boot camps that take place online. And then there are several books. One that I liked is called The Script Bible. And that really teaches you from A to Z how it is that you put a script together and what it is that you need to do prior to even writing a script. So there is a strategy to writing successfully and getting through it. You know, many people start scripts and never finish them because it takes dedication, commitment, and time, effort, and energy. And so, but if it's something that you feel as though you want to get into, I would say by all means, check all of those areas that I just mentioned. Classes online, boot camps online, and picking up a couple of different books that can show you how to get it done.
Wow. You know, and I was just sitting here thinking, what are some signs, what are some clues that will let you know if you can be a good writer? And the first clue is if you have a broad imagination. You know, another clue is if you are a big liar. if you know any big liars, tell them they need to turn that into writing.
That is crazy.
Am I telling the truth? You got to be able to come up with fiction. So
yeah, you got to be able to come up with fiction. And then also, if you're a great listener, because sometimes, I mean, if you were really to talk to a successful writer and dissect how it is that he put stories together, they're sometimes they are from the other, they're the experiences of other people that they have come across during their life. So you may hear a point of somebody's life that's extremely interesting. You go, oh my God, that sounds like a movie. Well, sometimes those things become embodied in other characters in a writer's script. So you're, and some people know it. They say, oh my God, I had a friend of mine who was really good friends with the Wayans, and her story showed up in one of their skits in Living Color.
Wow.
And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe he exploited my family in that way. But the truth is, he saw the comedy in it and he took it and made it a skit.
Let me tell
made
you.
Made it a skit in the show.
Every time I talk about my family, and you are included in this, not, you know, every time I talk about my family, people are like, you need to write a book, because there's so many, you know, just very interesting
interesting moments and experiences that would be entertaining for someone else. So, okay, so if you have a good imagination, if you're a good liar, if you're a good listener, and then also, you know, somebody told me one day, the best way to find out if what you're doing is working is ask 10 of your closest friends what it is they think you do and who it is that they think you are.
Wow.
And so a lot of times people will tell you the thing you're good at, but you don't pay any attention to it. So if they say, oh my God, that story was so good, tell this person, tell them what you just told me, because that was funny. Tell them what you just told me, because that was heartbreaking, or, you know, whatever that emotion that was able to be ignited, that might be the thing that you're good at. So if people tell you all the time to repeat a story or say that again, there's something about what it is that you're sharing that could be worth money.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, we laughed about if you're a good liar, but the truth is, you know, you got some family members that come to your house every holiday and everybody else knows this person is a big liar, so don't listen to anything they say. Well, you might just be ignoring a paycheck, okay?
Right.
So y'all need to get your lying friends and your lying family members and have them call my office, you know, because we are looking for writers.
Right.
You know, we're looking
get
for writers.
Talking. Mm-hmm. And then also, if, you know, some of us are blessed to still have elders around.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely important to talk to those people who have been here, you know, through Jim Crow, through segregation, because there are some stories lying in there. And it doesn't have to be taken for a period piece. You can take stories and experiences that they've gone through and tweak them and make them for the modern day. So, yeah, if that's something of interest, you should really dive in and explore what it means to be a writer.
Wow. Yeah. So if you enjoyed writing as a child, you know, I always say go back to those things that you enjoyed doing as a child also. And as long as I've known me, I've been bossing people around and enjoying it. So you know what? That's why I have all these boss jobs, you know, in my early, you know, adult life. I remember I came to life when I started in the financial services business. So if you can find that spark, and if that spark is in acting things out, or if you're writing, or if you, so what kind of people, what kind of musicians are good for television and film? Is it anybody who can play any instrument? Or is it, you know, is it certain instruments? How do you go from being someone who is musically inclined to being able to actually turn that talent into a paycheck, passive income in television and film?
Well, I think it's someone that is not simply just a musician, but they have to be a producer. They have to be able to put music together. And, you know, that's extremely important. For me, I've done music supervision. I did it for about 5 years for a company called DuBose Entertainment. And I had two different types of producers that I worked with. I had one set that strictly used computers, and they were able to put a track together and it sound, you know, it was banging. And then I also had composers. Now, composers are different because what they can do is they can align the right usage of the proper instrument for the proper sentiment that is to be had in a particular scene. So when it was time, when we graduated to wanting to have a music composer sit and make the music for the scene, that is when we had to call upon the guys that really knew how to play. Because you're sitting there with a scene and a piano, and they're able to just go with the rhythm of how the scene in the show is going. So there's two different kinds, but you cannot just play a guitar. That's not enough.
Okay.
You need to be able to put the song together.
Got it. Okay, got it, got it. So there's a lot of stuff here, people. There are, you know, other ways to make money in television and film. And it does not have to just be in front of the camera. And it doesn't have to just be, you know, being an extra or, you know, writing. There are so many other things that you can do in the television and film space that can get you paid. And right now, content is king. Everybody is producing some kind of television for, you know, whatever you have in your hand. I remember I said this many years ago. Like I said, this was like back in 2012, and it became very clear for me because when I went to college in 1989, everybody had a television in their room. When my oldest daughter went to college, she didn't have a television. They watched their computer. They were watching their laptops. They were watching their phones. And so now people watch everything, and folks are trying to be entertained 24 hours a day around the clock. So these are definitely some areas where you can put your skills to use and earn passive income over time. So that's television and film. So now let's talk about music. Let's talk about music because you went right to that. You talked about, first of all, writing. I did not know that the person who sang the song or you know, sang the rap was not the person who wrote it. You know, growing up, you just think whoever you see, but that is not the truth in many cases.
Wait a minute. Rephrase that for me.
I said I did not realize growing up when I would hear a song, I thought that the person singing the song was the person who wrote the song. You just assume because they're singing it with such passion, they had to have written it themselves. But that's almost never the truth, right?
Right. Well, you know what? I think the further we've come in time, it sort of fluctuates. You know, it's different. I think with Motown, funny enough, oh my goodness, Smokey Robinson. Jesus, I kept thinking Stevie Wonder. Smokey Robinson wrote a lot of those hits.
Wow.
For those groups on Motown. So he is still
making money. Still exactly. Making money. We got to take a break. We got to take a break real quick. Like, are you listening to the Millionaires Roundtable? I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. This was so good, but we have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time and one dime at a time. And that means you. And you can go to my website at lynnrichardson.com. Our entertainment firm, we are looking for children to bring into the industry. We have a project coming up. And so if there is a way for them to get in the game, acting, modeling, there are lots of opportunities. We want them to get in the game early and write and be able to create passive streams of income for the rest of their lives. So you can go to asklynn.org as well, submit an inquiry. And when that time comes, my office will reach out to you. But Light, so on the music side of things, there was Smokey Robinson writing. That's why they had all those love songs.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he did so many songs for Marvin Gaye, Tammy, and Tammy Terrell, and the Supremes. I mean, if you look at the list of all of the songs that he wrote and still retains publishing on, it's just ridiculous. And so when you have a writer like that, yeah, he's writing hits for people. And you know, back in that day, and very much like today, because Rihanna and Beyonce, they all have writing teams that get together and, you know, they push out a whole bunch of really great songs. And then as artists and the record label, they choose which songs are going to be best for their particular artist. And to some degree, that's a musician not only embodying the words of someone else, but it's also those writers understanding who they're writing for. So they know how to write for Rihanna because they know what she's capable of. They know what she's going to be able to pull off. They know what people want to hear from her. But yeah, a lot of times when you've gained that much traction as an artist, you can demand a writer share or some publishing from a song. But really, it's all about who's the best songwriters. Those are the ones that are really making that passive income. Every time someone, you know, that record gets played, it's like Aretha Franklin. She was played all over, but she didn't write a lot of those songs.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And from my understanding, a country Caucasian male wrote Respect, I think. And I think
really?
It was a remake or something to that effect. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought,
okay.
Wow, that is like the black woman's anthem and a white man made it.
Yeah. You know, it's just like Greenleaf. Yeah. When you consider the show Greenleaf, it was written and created by a Caucasian man who will continue to make money from Greenleaf as long as it's on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, and even beyond. So we've got in the TV and film, we've got, you know, different ways to make money. We've got in music, different ways to make money. Are there any other ways besides writing and producing in music? I think that
like
the world has changed so much. Like nobody buys records anymore. So how can you make money, and what kind of skills can you bring to the table, I should say, to make money in the music business?
Well, you're still, I mean, even if they're just playing it on streaming, you know, on Apple, Spotify, all of the streaming networks, people are still making money from publishing and writing. It may not be as much, or, you know, excuse me, it may not be as much per play, but because the plays are so exuberant, they still wind up making a great amount of money. The other way is, I mean, it's the old school way, which is when you find artists as management or as someone that is into A&R, you can demand that you receive a part of their publishing. And back in the day, they used to demand a point or demand something from their mechanicals or from the master because they were the ones that brought the music to the record label. So, I mean, if you're still flaunting your muscle around, you can demand that you receive something just because you discovered it. And I don't mean just because, like, that's not enough or that's little, but just as in that's all you had to do. All you had to do was discover it, and now you become a participant in receiving some of those monies for publishing.
Wow. Wow. I mean, and I can imagine that could be the same space. And that's why, you know, it's good to be observant about who's around you? What if you discover a talent? What if you help them, get their craft to another level? Uh-huh. What if you, and that's why I think it's important for us to, stay open and stay connected. I'm into, families, building businesses together. Reach out to someone who you think may have a talent and, ask them, have you ever thought about this or have you ever thought about that? You know somebody who knows how to write. You may know somebody who's been producing music just as a hobby. You may know someone who is, good at putting, visual images together in photography, and perhaps, oh my goodness, photography. That's another stream of income I didn't realize. I thought that the person in the picture owned the picture, but that's not the truth either.
No. The person that took the picture owns the picture, and at that point can license out the rights in exchange for money to whomever they want to.
Wow.
So that when you are a celebrity figure, you give up your rights in that capacity. So that's why they're able to populate trashy magazines with whoever's picture they want to, because the picture does not belong to the artist, but instead belongs to the photographer.
Wow. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. Thank you so much, MC Light, for this hour of power on the Millionaires Roundtable.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. This is the hour of power on the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to go. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Follow me at Lynn Richardson on social media. Follow this radio show at Lynn Millionaire. And we love you. We are still creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And we'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.